President Obama will be sworn in publicly for his second term on Monday. Michigan musician and storyteller Allison Downey recalls the president's first inauguration.
A couple of weeks ago, my 4-year-old son raced laps around the National Christmas Tree, admiring the model trains on display during our visit to my hometown of Washington, D.C. He stops in his tracks and points at the White House, Mama! When I ask if he knows who lives there, President Obama, Mama! And it occurs to me that he knows no other president. He looks at a picture of Barack Obama, and that is what the word president looks like. To him, it is normal that our president is African American, not noteworthy. A few blocks away, bleachers are being raised on Pennsylvania Avenue, and I'm wondering what's going on when, oh yeah, the inauguration's coming up, I forgot. It seems like no big deal this time. Every media source from the Huffington Post to the Daily Mail has articles bemoaning the second inauguration as, well, boring. Titles like, "The Thrill Is Gone." And why? They say, it's a second term, been there, done that, the economy, political squabbles, and the fact that the second inauguration is simply not as historic. Thrill is gone. The 2009 inauguration had the largest attendance at any event in Washington, D.C. history. Nearly 2 million people. And I know that it's only a little more than half the country that's celebrating a political victory, and a little less than half that's not so thrilled. But last time, even my friends and family who were still grieving the loss of their candidate could still recognize and celebrate the historic importance of the first African-American president. Last time was different. And it was history. Not politics that compelled my husband John and I to fly from Michigan to stand in below 20-degree weather for 7 hours with our 4-month-old baby, to bear witness to the moment our country moved forward in our evolution of civil rights, for our son to be able to say that he was there, that this event is a line in his life story. But there were also these gut-wrenching fears that something bad might happen. And it didn't. Not a single incident of violence on the National Mall. Instead, something else happened. Something I wasn't prepared for. Optimism. It was palpable. I could taste it in the air. It brushed up against my skin. People glowed. Not in a radioactive sort of way, but as if we all belonged and were connected. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, poor, rich, gay, straight, Democrat, Republican, standing in lines, perched in trees, sitting on shoulders, shivering on the ice of the reflecting pool, all to share in making history together. I held my baby tight to warm his face as I tried to nurse him without getting frostbite. In front of us, another nursed her infant. A gorgeous, multiracial woman had driven down from Brooklyn with her husband and infant for the same reasons. We bonded, huddled, shielding each other from the cold, protecting each other's modesty. And then, Aretha Franklin, in her impressive bow propped on a hat, wails, "My country, 'tis of thee," like the true gospel song it was meant to be. She lets loose on "Let Freedom Ring," and she means it. People all around me wailed along, black women in fur hats chanting back as if in church. This was a call and response. 50 years earlier, Martin Luther King had said the same words from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial facing the Capitol, and it feels like Aretha is singing them right back to him. Barack Obama takes the stage for the oath of office.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly
Silence.
Swear.
Until we hear the words, "Congratulations, Mr. President."
Congratulations, Mr. President.
The crowd erupts, explodes. But the circle of black women in hats who danced and sang along with Aretha quietly bow their heads, lift their hands, and pray, while tears stream down their faces. Strangers hug strangers. It's as if we were dancing on top of the Berlin Wall. It was that kind of day. But we were all Americans, and there was optimism, goodwill, and kindness. And it carried into the night at Michigan's inaugural ball at the National Museum of American History. John and I danced in front of the actual Woolworth's counter that started the sit-in movement in 1960. The same one I'd been teaching about for more years than I'll admit. Here we were, celebrating the first African-American president. Next to the counter were 60 years earlier, black men and women the same age as the college students I teach, courageously sat down for their rights. So that today, sitting in restaurants that serve people of all races is normal, not noteworthy. So that today, schooling in a multiracial classroom is normal, not noteworthy. And today, for the 2013 inauguration, we're not talking about the first African-American president anymore. We're talking about the president. And it makes me wonder, what will be normal 20 years from now? A female president? An openly gay president? We'll know we've really changed when to children it's normal, not noteworthy. But for now, we have a boring inauguration coming up. Nothing groundbreaking. It's just normal. And then it hits me. Normal is what we're seeking. Our country is used to the peaceful transition and confirmation of power without incident. We respect the process, even if we voted for the other guy. People in Syria and Egypt and all over the world are laying down their lives now for what is normal to us. Our struggle took place hundreds of years ago, so that today, a peaceful inauguration is so normal, we forget how extraordinary it is. Yeah, I know, the groundbreaking is sexy, but normal is where it's at. So let's just celebrate how blessed we are to have a boring inauguration.
Allison Downey is a musician, a storyteller, and an associate professor at Western Michigan University. Views expressed by Downey are her own and do not necessarily reflect those of Michigan Radio, its management, or the station licensee, the University of Michigan.